How confident are you voters will buy this?
Well, I think that as the opportunities and situations come up before voters, they're going to see much of what Senator Dempsey said. You know, we have 10,400 bridges. We have 32,000 miles of road. We have infrastructure needs that need to be taken care of. And as the Highway Commission and their planning partners develop the list of projects and voters see what is going to be done all around the state, then I think they'll decide. I think there's a good chance that they're willing to invest in infrastructure. Arkansas just passed a similar measure in their November ballot, so states around us are starting to realize the same problem that we have.
Walk me through some of the math, because I was trying to sit down and figure out where you said yesterday about 25 to 30 cent equivalent gas tax increase is what this is.
Right.
So I sat down and I said, well, now wait a minute, one penny on it, 1%.
About 29 million.
If I were to buy 15 gallons of gas at $4 a gallon, that's $60. I'd be paying an extra 60 cents, and that's about 4 cents more a gallon.
The gas tax is per gallon. It's not indexed.
Yeah.
So
that's the equivalent. Would be the equivalent of 4 cents a gallon, though. According to, is there some way I'm not calculating that right?
I got the math. I just have to sit down and show it to you. But it does work. The math will come out. You'll see. So every penny of gas tax produces about 29 million. Between 28 and 29 million, it continues to go down dollars of revenue. So. When you do the math, you know, for every, just sitting here talking about it, for every 10 cents, you'd produce 290 million. So at 20 cents, you'd be, you know, at almost 600 million. So see what I'm saying?
Okay, by the time. Okay, I understand that now.
Okay, good. Chris understood it. He was shaking his head, yes.
Philosophically, this seems to be a change in terms of for Missouri funding transportation, going away from effectively a user fee with the gas tax. Why do that?
Well, I would maintain it still is a user fee, and I'll just answer in a couple of different ways. One, the gas tax model is broken. All the states around the country are realizing the same thing because gas use is down, and manufacturers are building vehicles that get much better miles to the gallon. So the combination of use being down from the high price of gas and the manufacturers building vehicles to get much better gas mileage is causing that model of funding to go down. Number two is no matter where you are in the state, even if you don't own a car, you're receiving benefits from the state's infrastructure system. If you're buying off the internet and the UPS truck is delivered to your front door, that truck had to get there somewhere. If you walk to the grocery store and buy things off the shelves, those products got to that store somehow. So I would maintain that this tax does take into consideration that people utilize and benefit from a good infrastructure system in their everyday life, no matter if they directly drive on it or not.
You would know how many states do something other than gas tax or something in addition to gas tax?
Well, I know 36 states have some type of toll system as a supplemental way to pay for their infrastructure system. Obviously, it wouldn't pay for the whole thing. So there are other states that do some things different than what we do. You've heard many times, I'm sure, that we're seventh in total infrastructure system around the states. And MoDOT can give you the exact number, but I think we're 44th or 46th in funding. So and what we've been able to do, the department's been able to do a great job along with its planning partners and communities and folks that have pitched in to help them of stretching as best we can. But we're at the point where we just can't make it stretch anymore. The cost of materials has just skyrocketed. If you look at how much oil and fuels have gone up and translate that down into asphalt, you'll see the cost of asphalt, concrete, all the other things that go into construction in the last 20 years have gone up. And we haven't had a change in the way we fund transportation since Governor Ashcroft back in, you know, in the early 90s.
Is this a less painful way that people are not going to realize? If you were to go 25 cents a gallon at the pump, nobody would go for that.
People wouldn't support it. I wouldn't support it. I think that would be too hard on Missouri's families. I think this is a smaller, gradual way for folks to decide if they think it's worth the investment. And, again, I think once they see the project list, once they see what's going to be done, there is a sunset. I tell everybody it's a temporary investment in infrastructure development. So I think it has a chance to get out there and go. I know, like I said, Arkansas has passed, I think, 57%. Their early polling, by the way, before they went to the ballot was 45%. But they did the same thing. They produced a list. They let their constituents understand what they were going to get out of it, and they ultimately were successful at the ballot.
Didn't we do that with the Ashcroft? tax.
We did the three. We did two, two, and two with the Ashcroft gas tax.
But didn't we have a list of projects at that point?
We did. That was back in the old 15-year plan, and a lot of people got burned on that because, again, the legislature had a little bit of a hand, and there was a little bit of politics, as you know, in that list and how it ended up going forward. And that's why the additional oversight that we put in the bill as we work through it this week, I think, gives Missourians that peace of mind to understand that besides the 10-year sunset, which most would argue is incredible oversight, the legislature will have a chance to check in year six and just make sure that list that they showed to voters is actually being developed and completed.
We're also dealing with a Missouri voter base that voted against a tobacco increase tax for education. How are we going to make roads seem more imperative than a crumbling education system?
Well, I think that, you know, there certainly were some people who thought the cigarette tax was too much, too aggressive. And there was obviously a vigorous campaign to fight that. I'm not saying there's, you know, never know who's going to organize against some type of increase, but this is a much smaller, more manageable increase as far as a penny on every dollar. And again, the list of projects that need to be done, the people understand the importance of transportation. I'm not trying to say transportation is more important than education. I just think that each one of these issues has to stand on their own, and I think this has a pretty good chance of standing on its own.
Now, have you guys sorted the language out with this? Because online, on the bill summary, it says 1 cent, but on the bill full text that's been perfected, it says 1%.
Yeah, it's 1 cent on every dollar, but it's 1% is what it is, right?
Okay.
Tax increases are not popular. I'm not a big fan of tax increases myself. So anytime you go to the ballot with a question, it's going to be difficult to explain to voters what they're going to get out of it. So I don't take any of these for granted. And I'm sure the folks who are going to make the case for this, independent coalition will come together of interested parties to try to show Missourians what they're going to get out of it and what the projects are that are going to be done across the state, and they'll have to decide.
Let me see if I can underline the fuel mileage thing you talk about. 10 years from now, what kind of fuel mileage is a Ford going to be getting?
Well, if you look at the federal government, by 2025, I think the CAFE standard is 50-something miles to the gallon. But, you know, Bob, the more interesting question is, will they be using gas? You know, electric vehicles, although the technology is not perfect yet, it's getting better and better every year. Compressed natural gas vehicles, hydrogen vehicles, there's a lot of different technologies that are being developed. And, you know, I'd say 10 years ago, who would have ever thought we had a hybrid, whether it's a Toyota Prius or a Ford Escape, that is electric and gas combination. Most people have said, well, that's never going to come. And now they're being produced in mass volume. So, you know, whether the car takes gas or not will be the big question 10 years from now. Well, it is not taxed on basic necessities, just as our current tax code as far as food and prescription drugs are concerned. And I think that the people who need the most help also need the reliability of services to come to them. They need, you know, to be able to have folks come to their house. They need to have good roads for those services to get to them. They need to have transportation needs so they can get to their job. So, you know, the flexibility in this plan allows counties, municipalities, planning partners to be able to utilize the money for all modes of transportation. So in certain areas where mass transit is an issue, funds could be directed if those communities decide to increase their mass transit system, and Virginia therefore could help those people even more than the systems they have helping them now.